Okay, we're not leaving until we finish the parak tonight.
No one wants to be asked.
Good evening, gentlemen. We continue in the Rambam Hilchas Chanukah, Perek Dalet Halacha Zayin, Chapter 4, Law 7, in the Maznaim, Texas, page 168 and 169. Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Anicha Al Pesach Bayis Mibuchutz. The primary mitzvah of lighting the Chanukah menorah is to place it on the door of your house facing outside in order to publicize the miracle to anybody who passes by your house. And it should be how close to your house? Vatefach asomach lebesach al smol anichos vayis. It should be within a tefach, which is that much, close to the door on the left side as you enter the house, which comes out. Kidei shetia mezuzah miyamin. It'll come out your mezuzah on the right side. V'ner chanukah mismol, and ner chanukah is on the left side. And therefore you're surrounded with mitzvahs when you go through the door. And as well, as we've said many times in the past, that Chanukah is the, Ner Chanukah is the mitzvah that takes the lowest Jew. And a lot of these, placements are symbolic of spiritually negative aspects. The left is spiritually the weaker side. It's also, we said it's gotta be 10 tefachim, from the ground, right? And that is a very low place. And it's also outdoors. Outdoors is the street. Which is also negative spiritually. So three negative spiritual aspects all to the menorah, and still, that's reflective of the Jew who feels so far away, and the Chanukah menorah is able to light up such a Jew. Now, Vimaya Dor Baliyah, what if the guy's living up on the higher floors, on the roof, and therefore he has no doorway that opens up to Shusarabim? His doorway opens up to falling over and getting killed. So manicha b'chalon, he has no door, right? Manicha b'chalon asmuch l'rishus harabim. He puts it on the window facing the rishus harabim, so people passing by will see it through your window as opposed to the door. V'ner chanukah shenicha l'malam yasrim anu. And if you light a ner chanukah higher than 20 amas from the ground, lo asa klum, you've accomplished nothing. It's not recognizable to the eye. The eye can't see it. The eye can see until 20 amas away.
That's the same sukkah.
Same thing as sukkah. Same idea. So therefore, when you're way up on the 20th floor of an apartment building, you're certainly not yotzei the mitzvah in terms of parsumei nisa, make the miracle known to everybody else. So how are you yotzei the mitzvah? You're going to come to Halacha Ches. We'll tell you how you're going to be yotzei the mitzvah that way. Yes, sir.
So we're lighting it so that they'll see it in the proper perspective from the street. So if you're in an apartment on the second floor and you're lighting it in your window, so you have to actually have to light it backwards in order for them to see it forwards from the street.
Yes, so therefore you stand with your back to the window and you light it that way.
Well, that's
the way you should always do it. Whenever you're lighting by the window...
That's if you can get in front of the menorah, but... Because the menorah is right up butt up against the window.
So that's why you should have a little table next to the window.
Oh, you should light
it. You should do it there. Yeah, well, that's what you're doing by the window. You're doing by the window. Really, it should be a little table, a little bit away from the window. And you're standing with your back to the window, facing the menorah, lighting from left to right. And then people looking from the outside will see it exactly the way you're looking at it.
That works okay for the parent. When you got like a bunch of little kids trying to do all that.
There's all kinds of different rules. You're not lighting it anywhere near where a kid could be, and certainly not at a window ledge.
Yeah.
Right?
What would be different from you lighting in front of your door? You're doing the same thing.
You stand in front of
the door. Same thing. Yeah, right.
Why did we distinguish you do that?
Well, he asked it by a window.
He thinks it's smacked against the window and there's no room to stand there.
Yeah, he asked it by a window. Same thing by a door. Same thing.
Now, you wouldn't have the issue of the window being...
Right, but not by a door. Not by a door. Now, so what do we do with people on the 20th floor? So what are they... What mitzvahs are accomplishing? So now, a whole lot... So this was the way it was when we lived in Eretz Yisrael. We lived in peace and everything was wonderful. But then, Ches,
it wasn't much of a time.
Yes, b'meha sakana, but in times of great danger, meaning religious persecution, and you cannot have the lights outside, because the local anti-Semites will either smash your lights, smash your windows, lose them. They don't want to know that you're enjoying and celebrating a holiday. So therefore, meniach adam near Chanukah besoch beisu mivifnim. You light the Chanuk menorah inside the house. Vafilu hinicha al shulchan odai. And if you light it on your table, it's good enough. Because now it's not to be mafarsim the nes. The point is not to make the miracle well known, but rather just for your family. And that's all. And that's what it was for many, many generations. Vitzorech lios besoch habay. So now that's in your house, mamish in your house, as opposed to by the front door. So vitzorech lios besoch habay is near acher lishtamash ora. Now you have to have, in addition to the Chanukah menorah, you have to have another source of fire, and that is the one you use to make use of the light that's in the room. Mm-hmm. In other words, when you cannot, we will learn that you may not benefit from the Chanukah menorah, right, for many reasons. But one reason is, if you're benefiting from the Chanukah menorah, how does anyone tell it's a Chanukah menorah? Right? If you take your menorah and you start popping popcorn on top of that, it looks like a very sophisticated popcorn maker. Doesn't look like, just happens to have eight lights. But, so if you make use of the light, it doesn't tell, you can't tell that it's specifically done for Hanukkah. So when you're doing it by the door, nobody puts the lamp by the door because it doesn't give you much illumination into the house. Even if you put it at a window, it isn't giving you much illumination of the house. It's kind of obvious. You notice most homes do not have lights to illuminate the house by the window or by the door. Right? You put it in the middle of the house so you can take a full illumination. So that already we know it's for Hanukkah. But if you're lighting on the table, then that might be the very light you need to make use of the house. So therefore, you have to light another source of fire to show that that's the one I'm using for my personal needs, and that other one over there, which happens to be on the table, that's just for Hanukkah, because I already have enough light with the other flame. What if you got a torch already in the house? Then, ain't certainly, you don't need another flame at all to tell it's Hanukkah, so the torch gives you a lot of light to begin with.
And we learned a torch can't be used for Hanukkah yet.
Can't use it either. But, interestingly, but he's a very special man. They don't use torches. That's for the vulgar masses. But for the refined people, they don't use torches. Then it's like he's saying, I don't want to make use of the light of a torch. I just don't use torches. Then you need another one. So you wind up having a torch, a Chanukah menorah, and another lamp. That's what you'd need for that.
So the shamash doesn't act as the additional...
The shamash really doesn't help so much for that. The shamash is mainly just to light the other candles.
But could you benefit from the light of that one?
Yeah, but it's hard to light from that and not from the other ones. That's a major problem.
That's a tricky thing, because they're usually pretty close in proximity.
Are we saying that...
Just cook popcorn on the shamash only.
Are we saying that because there was concern about...
Safety,
so we could light inside the house somewhere.
That relegated the lighting into the house.
Today, that's not really...
That's right. That is 100% right.
So how do we rely on that today if you live on the 20th?
You don't have another choice.
On the 20th?
You don't have a choice. If you're on the 24th, there's nothing you can do. Right? So you have to do it. You have to have other people in your home to light it for them. And you're mefarsin in the nes. It's your family. That's all you have. That's all you have. You're right. It's not ideal for Jew to live on the 20th floor.
For lots of reasons.
Right.
Like Shabbos.
Right. Okay, but nowadays, you're right. Nowadays, there's no reason why, a good Jew doesn't have his, if he's not in an apartment building, he should have, and even in an apartment building, there's already other issues. Where should he light? Even there, he should light by the door. If there's people going down the hallway, right? If you're in an apartment building, there's at least 10, 15 people going to walk past your apartment sometime that night. Right. There might be fire hazards.
I think that's significant.
That's another issue.
Fire in the hall.
Okay, so there's all these issues. See, that's the problems. So, So good. So now, test. But if you have a regular house, really you should light outside with those special outdoor chanukiyas that have glass all around it. Even though Howard maintains that the wind blows it out. But still, that it would be the optimal way. There's no reason you have to worry about anti-Semitism in that situation. Test. What if a imbecile, halachic imbecile, a deaf mute, first cheres is deaf night, shotas halachic imbecile, v'katnor a minor, or goy, or a non-Jew, they lit the candles, will also kum. It's like nothing happened. It has to be lit by someone who's obligated to light it, and it won't help if somebody else lit it, and you put it down in its place. Because we have a major machlokas in the Gemara, if what? If hadlaka oisa mitzvah, oi hanocha oisa mitzvah. It's a big machlokas in the Gemara. What's the primary mitzvah of the Hanukkah menorah? Is it the lighting of the menorah, or is it the placing of the menorah in the proper location? What is the main thing? What would be the difference in case? Let's say if the menorah is placed in its position, not for the purpose of a mitzvah. It was placed, you put it down this place for any other reason, right? Now, if we say lighting is the mitzvah, then you don't have to reposition it, because you perform the mitzvah as you light it. When he lights it, the light for the purpose of the mitzvah. But if putting it down is the mitzvah, then it's got to be repositioned, because you have to put it in the place for where you want to do it for the mitzvah. That's the difference of opinions. We hold hadlaka oisa mitzvah. The primary observance of the mitzvah is the lighting and not the positioning. And that's, we get this, and this is why the bracha is lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, to light the ner of the Chanukah. So therefore, during the lighting, the menorah and the candles must already be in the position that you want them to be in. And now you're lighting them to fulfill the mitzvah. So, let's say, for example, the menorah was placed in its position before, not for the purpose of the mitzvah. So, then it can still be lit there, and it doesn't have to be removed and returned for the purpose of the mitzvah. You don't have to reposition the menorah every day either. Now, every day I should put it in a new place. You don't have to lock all the mitzvah, and every day you should have to reposition the menorah. Putting it down does the mitzvah. Or let's say that the light was burning more than 24 hours. Let's say he lit it on Erev Shabbos for a Hanukkah light, and it's still going on Matzah Shabbos, a really big lamp, right? So what do you got to do? So you've got to extinguish it on Matzah Shabbos and relight it specifically for the mitzvah of Hanukkah lights. It's not enough. If you said, Anocha Eisa Mitzvah, you know what you could do? If it was still light, you pick it up, go take a walk with it, put it down, and you've done the mitzvah. Because putting it down, but we don't hold that way, right? Now, there's one other important thing about this, while we're on the topic. You shouldn't assume that since we hold that the primary observance is through the lighting, that position doesn't matter at all. And he'll always fulfill the mitzvah, because no, there's certain places where the menorah has to be or can't be. So, it has to be lit in a place where you can fulfill the mitzvah, and not in a place where you're not able to, and then move it later to the position where you can. Therefore, let's say if it was lit higher than 20 amos, now, is that a kosher place at all?
No.
No. Right? While it was burning, now you move it down 15 amos below, where it's okay now. Now it's in proper place. You haven't filled it, because when you lit it was totally in a not good place. It doesn't have to be in a specific place for menorah when you put it, but it can't be in a totally bad place. Right? There's all other kinds of halakhas, but that's enough to explain this idea is that the halakha, the main thing is the lighting, and therefore you certainly can't have a chayr shayt of cutting or a goy lighted for you. Because they're not allowed to do the mitzvah. So if you held Hanukkah Isa Mitzvah, you could have them light it and you put it down. But we don't hold that way.
So the Rambam agrees with that, that it's where you light.
It's the lighting is the mitzvah. Lighting. Exactly. So other examples. Hidliku mi b'fnim. Let's say you lit the candle inside when you're not supposed to light inside. Votziyot dolik, you took it out lit. Ve'nicha pesmos. Now you put it by the doorpost, exactly where it's supposed to be. Vosachlum, you didn't do anything. Atched lakim v'go. You have to light it in the place by the doorpost. What about if you lit it and just hold it like this all for half an hour? Akas aner biyado. He lit it and kept it in his hand. Bam, and he stands there. Lo asa klum. He didn't do anything. You know why? Sharoi emer. The guy who sees him will say, "Let's start what." He's swinging for his own needs to illuminate the darkness. Even if he's standing outside, not going to help. Ashashis a lantern. Shir delekas kolim kulin. Let's lit the whole day. Lamotzi Shabbos. When comes Motzi Shabbos, mechaba, put it out. Then you light it. Again, the lighting is the mitzvah, not the place. And it was sitting there the whole time. The whole Shabbos. The lantern was there. It was lit the whole Shabbos. You just put it out, relight it, and you're fine, because lighting is the mitzvah. You're allowed to light one Ner Chanukah from another Ner Chanukah, and it's not considered insulting the mitzvah. Why? Because since the lighting is doing the mitzvah, So when you're lighting the other one, you're doing a mitzvah with that. Very interesting. That's not the minhag.
No, but the pure...
Wait a minute. The pure halacha, the Rambam is saying, the pure halacha is, let's say I five candles. I take the shamash, I light the first candle. I technically could take the first candle, light the second candle, and the second candle could light the third candle, the third could light the fourth, could light the fifth. Technically you can. Why? Because it's not called bizui mitzvah, insulting the mitzvah. What would be considered bizui mitzvah if I take a Hanukkah menorah and I light my cigarette from it? Now that's insulting the mitzvah. Or even let's say better. Let's say like this. Let's say you're shamash, you light the shamash, and you light the first menorah, the first candle, you light the second. And now the shamash went out. So what would you be tempted to do?
Light the shamash.
Light the shamash off on one of the two candles that you lit. That makes sense. Got them ready lit.
Can't do that.
Go out of my way and I'll strike a new match. That you can't do.
You're using something holy.
Because now you're using the holy candle to light something that's really, the shamash has no holiness at all to itself at all. Even though it's going to indirectly light another one. Because that would be insulting the mitzvah. So that you cannot do. Now that you see, you know, sometimes you see that people, they're lighting, the shamash goes out. So, let me just go light from that. You know, you try to light the third one, you don't do a good job, and the third one doesn't go out and the shamash goes out.
You better have just taken one of the other ones and lighting.
So that, best thing would be is to relight the shamash. Yeah. But technically, let's say you finish your last match. What if it was your last match out in the open camp?
You just do without a shamash.
Right? So then you would light from one candle to another, and that would not be considered a bizui mitzvah at all.
You
could do that. However, the minhag is that we don't light from candle to candle. Although it's not asur, but the minhag is we don't, and you just start relight whatever has to be relit and move along.
If the shamash goes out, you don't have to relight it, do you?
You should relight it.
Well, full of candles are lit already. But
we usually keep the shamash lit the whole time with that, too.
Is there a problem using the shamash as one of those cheapy candles because it's easier to light than those oil containers?
You could do that. Or what you do, but a lot of people with an oil one is before you start making the brachas, you light the shamash.
Right.
That's oil.
Yeah.
And then you light a candle from the shamash.
Yeah.
And now you make the brachas and do the rest. That keeps your nice oil menorah looking standard.
Yeah.
For all that. Okay.
One quick question, if you, I don't know whether we've covered this or not, but if you light it in the right place and then you move it to an incorrect place,
that's not good.
But that's you've lit it.
You lit it
in the right place. We said it's not where you place it, it's where you light it.
But now people are going to think you're using it for something else.
Right, but you fulfill.
It'll retroactively mess you up.
I'm afraid. So I thought you'd fulfill the mitzvah.
Light it where you plan on keeping it. Right. That's the rule. Light it wherever you want it, keep it.
Okay.
Right. Yud. A courtyard that has two doors, on two different sides. You have one door that opens to the north side, one door, you have a corner house. You have a corner house, so one door goes to the north side, one goes to the west side. You'd have to have two menorahs. Why? So let's say people are going on the north side of your house, and they don't see that the west side of your house has a menorah. So lo and yefner chayim can say, hey, the guy just from God. What is that? I pass by his house every day. 8 days I pass by. He never lit even once. Can you imagine? I'm like, that. So you can't.
Don Lekavskus. Where's this? Maybe it's on the other side of the house.
So you already see people don't judge favorably.
Halacha
is based on that.
Avalim
hayu beruach aras. Let's say you have two openings on the same side, and you light one and not the other. Then madlik bechol. Then you only have to light one because the guy sees one. He's not going to say, "Well, he didn't light half." No, he sees he lit a whole menorah. That's good enough. Okay, Yudov's a little tricky. Let's say a guest. You're a guest in someone's house, but back in your house, your family has lit for you. You're not a town guest. You went out of town. So
you're
your wife and kids lit in your house. But now you're in the new house over there. So ain't it sort of like love of you don't have to light. He doesn't have to light in the place he's at. Because the people over there are lighting. And people in your house have lit for you. So you're covered. Now, what if ain lo bayis ladik lavo? What if you don't have a home back home?
Ooh,
or better yet, there's nobody in your home back home to light for you. So now you got to be covered somewhere, and you're not. So then, now you have to light in the place where you're a guest. What if you don't have the money where it's difficult? Then there's a second way out. You can be a partner in the oil. Give the guy a nickel and say, I'm going to be a partner in the oil. Put a little extra oil for me. And that would be good enough. So that is a way out. If you're a guest somewhere and you haven't, no one's lived for you in your house, or you don't, you're a single guy or whatever. And you don't have enough candles to light your own. Give the guy some money and get oil share. Beam, how you low buy some house. But what if you had your own house? So even with the lighting within that house, but you got your own room. Let's say you're a guest, you got your own room. Then start loudly by sure. You have to light in your place because people are passing by and they're going to see. They're going to say, "Oh, the guy didn't light his Hanukkah candles." So let's say you're a guest and you've got your own quarters that are totally separate from the main house. So then you've got, even if you've got family at home lighting, you still should have to light because we're going to walk by your part. They're not going to know that you're disconnected. You're connected with the family with. They're going to think you're a separate person. You're going to think there's a guy who didn't light. So therefore, even though technically you wouldn't have to light, but people are going to, just like if you lit from one side, you don't light from the other side. Same idea. You're in a house where people are lighting. You're okay. But it looks separate, and they're going to walk by. They're going to think that you're not lighting. So that would not be good. Okay. Yes. Yud Beis. Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Admos. Very unique wording of the Rambam. He doesn't say this by the mitzvahs. The lighting of a Ner Chanukah is a very precious mitzvah. Now it's obviously precious because this is the only mitzvah that we do Mahadrid Min Mahadrid, right? But it's suddenly Zorba, you gotta be very careful with this mitzvah today, Lahodiya Hanes, to inform people of the miracle, Lahosi Fisheva Chakel Vadaya, Lo Alanish and Shasalana. And you have to add praises to God and praise Him on the miracles that He does for us, that He did for us. I'm feeling Lomalayoch, if He has nothing to eat, he gets stuck anyway. Shoil amaychek suso, he has to lend or sell his clothes. You gotta buy wick and oils and light Hanukkah menorah. Interesting. The Gemara Megillah says they asked the students of Rabbi Zakkai, what was the merit that he had long days? And he says, I had an old mother, and one time she sold her beautiful hat that she had on her head. And she was able to bring for me to make Kiddush that day. And we'll see in a minute if that's what you do for Kiddush, all the more so you do for Ner Chanukah. So there's an example, someone who sold a garment to make Kiddush, and we'll see Ner Chanukah as precedence over Kiddush. So you see, you even have to sell for that. Yud Gimel. All right, so what do we have? She'ein l'pruta achas. Let's say the guy hasn't got one penny. U'lefanav Kiddush ha'yoymed l'kas Ner Chanukah. You only have enough money to either buy wine for Kiddush or to light a Chanukah menorah. Those are the options. Push comes to shove. Okay, so what's the mitzvah? Maktim likno shemen lahadlik ner Chanukah al yayin l'kiddush yom. We give preference to buying the oil to light the Chanukah menorah over the wine for Kiddush. Why? Ho, l'shnei medivrei servant, since they're both rabbinic. Even though Kiddush itself, to say the words of Kiddush is biblical, but the wine at Kiddush is rabbinic. Because after all, you can make Kiddush on challah, let's say. Right? So they're both rabbinic. Mutav lahakti ner Chanukah, but it's just confirmed in ner Chanukah. Why? She'esh bo zichron ha'nesh. It's a memory of the miracle. And that takes precedence. But on the other hand, you dalid. Ha'ilafon of ner base over ner Chanukah. What if you now need either Shabbos candles or Hanukkah candles? Okay. Now, why do we light Shabbos candles? One of the reasons is Shalom Bayis. So now you got one or the other. So, right, Vener Hanukkah or Oner Beso V'Kiddush Hayom. Or let's say you've got Shabbos candles or Kiddush for Shabbos. Okay. Halacha is Ner Beso Kodom Mishum Shalom Bayis. The Shabbos candles take preference because it brings Shalom Bayis. Now, how do you know that Shalom Bayis is so important? Sure, Hashem nimchok lasa Shalom ben Ishlisho. Because you even wipe out Hashem's name that's written in the parchment for the soul to woman's ring to bring peace between man and woman. And it's a nice way for the Rambam to end the laws of Hanukkah, and for that matter, to end the book of Zmanim. And says, God la shalom, peace is great. Because the whole point of the Torah is to bring peace to the world. Shenemar says in Mishlei, Derecha, Derecheinam, V'chol Nesiv, Oseh, Shalom, all the ways of Hashem are pleasant, and they're ways of peace. And therefore we have to make sure to have peace when we do that mitzvah before the other mitzvah. So it comes out that Shalom Bayis is more important than Pirsumei Nisa. Listen carefully what the diuk is. Listen to the diuk here. But let's do the associative property. What if your wife is giving you trouble, right? And to, you know, she's giving you hassling, she wants a certain gift. And to buy that gift, you'd have to sell the shirt off your back.
Right. Gotta do it.
So you'd have to do that. And what's the proof? Because for a Ner Hanukkah, you have to sell the shirt off your back in order to publicize the miracle.
And this isn't Shalom Bayis.
So, and Shalom Bayis takes precedence over Ner Hanukkah. So what's the svar for that? I would say the svar for that is like this. You know, that Shalom Bayis is also big, must be even a bigger Pirsumei Nisa.
Oh boy.
You know, it's a miracle to say, you know, Hashem did a miracle. He lit the menorah for 8 days. For husband and wife to live for Shalom, it's the biggest Pirsumei Nisa. Nase imaginable that man and woman can live together and be happy to have Shalom together.
Whoa.
Ongoing basis every day to have Shalom. That's a bigger miracle than letting the menorah last for 8 days in the temple.
Yeah.
So that means you have to make a lot of effort to have Shalom Bayis. So with that in mind, go back home and have Shalom Bayis. And tomorrow we're going to go to the other volume and we're going to start Hilchus Eruvin.
Yeah.
It's not this one.
How about Kiddush?
Eruvin is the other one we had. It's the one with Yontif and Yom Kippur.
Well, we just used about 2 weeks ago.
And it's not in this one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's the other book?
No, it's not in this book. It's the other book. Remember, you bought two books?
The one I took home.
Matter.
The one you took home.
I don't know which one it is.
It's that one. It's the one that has laws of Yontif, laws of Yom Kippur, and the laws of...
That's where we just finished Chol Hamoed in that book.
Yeah.
So we kind of went over a little fast, so I'm going to be at our cousins in Israel.